This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's head to Buffalo, New York right now and be joined by Jeremy White to hear what he thinks as Amari Cooper is the newest member of the Buffalo Bills. Jeremy, how you doing, man?
Doing good. This is a good day for the Bills. I think people have it in proper perspective. They needed some help, and the fact that they went and got some is it's a good day, especially off a win on Monday Night Football.
I was looking at that team, and there aren't many weaknesses that I would say are on that Buffalo Bills team, but I did think that they needed a number one wide receiver. That's to be expected after the loss of Stephon Diggs. Keon Coleman, I like him for the future. I don't think he's developed into that true number one. It felt like they needed somebody on the outside, and then you guys go pick up Amari Cooper.
Yeah, and like there's – you know, the top dog alpha number ones, and the Bills had one of those in Stephon Diggs for a couple seasons. And Amari Cooper might not be as he currently is at that level, but he's going to help quite a bit. Like the room, I called you months ago to talk about MVS because the Bills went out and signed MVS, and he made the team, and he's done pretty much nothing on this team. And on the outside, it's been MVS and Mac Hollins and Keon Coleman. So a little bit of credibility is really what Amari Cooper is for the Bills here. So they've been really, really rough at this position. It stuck out the last 2 weeks. And then even last night, like we're seeing it as Josh Allen's making plays, he just needs more help. So a move to get him some help and a very welcome move.
Right now we're talking to Jeremy White to learn about the trade for Amari Cooper. He is now the newest member of the Buffalo Bills. In terms of a scheme, in terms of a fit, why do you think that Amari Cooper is possibly a better fit in Buffalo than he was in possibly in Kansas City?
That's a good question. Like right now, they're probably asking a little more of Keon Coleman than they want to. There's a play last night where the ball's supposed to go to Kincaid, and Troy Aikman noted on the broadcast that Coleman didn't exactly do the right thing. There's a play against Houston where there's an RPO or whatever, and the hot read is to throw to Coleman. He's not looking. He hits him in the back of the head. So I think this might just be an opportunity to kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, get a guy that can play in place of Coleman or also help play in place of Mac Hollins, but also help bring Coleman along as he's such a young player. So scheme fit, they're really looking for anything they can find. Curtis Samuel has not really popped off. Mac Hollins gets more targets than he probably should. You know, if they're going to switch those Mac Hollins targets, like six or seven a game, switch those over to Amari Cooper, I think they'll just get better dividends from that. So we'll see how the fit is. The Bills scheme is constantly in flux these last couple seasons. They kind of don't know who they want to be. So hopefully this helps clear that up a little bit.
Was he a guy that you guys were talking about? Because a couple of the names that have come up a lot in Kansas City, Amari Cooper's name has come up a lot, Deontay Johnson, Darius Slayton. Were you guys having similar conversations in Buffalo over the course of the last 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, talking about Devontae Adams. And I wonder, it happened so quickly after Adams that I wonder if the Bills were in on that. And once that ship sailed, they pushed the Cooper button. Like, all right, well, let's go get that guy because he'll help. Deontay Johnson, less so. Not for any reason. I think he's a heck of a player and could help a lot of teams. But in terms of what they need, they really need a guy on the outside. This is a team that drafted Keon Coleman, who might be best used as a power slot. Maybe that gives him the opportunity to do that a little bit with Cooper outside a little more. They have so many slot options. Khalil Shakir is pretty good, and Dalton Kincaid plays there, and they like to put Dawson Knox there. It's like a team that's built solely to win over the middle, and teams had dared them to throw outside the numbers. So Cooper can do that a little bit more than maybe Keon Coleman can at this point. So it's one of those moves where just, you know, sliding everyone down one spot makes the room look a whole heck of a lot better.
Right now, we're talking to Jeremy White for a couple more minutes, getting his thoughts on the breaking news. Amari Cooper has now been traded to the Buffalo Bills. What do you think of the compensation? I would say right now, our text line is pretty split. I wanted the Chiefs to go make this move. I now feel sort of vindicated the fact that Buffalo went out to make this move, because Buffalo is in a similar situation to Kansas City, needing a number one wide receiver. Some people are arguing that a third round pick is a little bit too much for half a season worth of work. Where do you kind of sit on the compensation that was given up for Cooper?
Well, I'm with you on feeling vindicated, because I had thought a pick swap is the way to do it. That's how the Bills got Rasul Douglas last year. They traded a third and got Douglas in a fifth. And a pick slide like that makes a lot more sense. The Bills have a lot of picks. They have 2 seconds. They have a couple fourths. They'll expect compensatory picks too. Like, I think it's fine. And they have enough picks. And, you know, in a season where the AFC looks like, what, Baltimore, Kansas City, Houston, and Buffalo, and not many other teams past that, you know, you've still got Josh Allen. The defense looks like it's pretty good when it's healthy. So you can't just sit by and let a whole season go by knowing you don't have what it takes at receiver to beat anybody good. So I think that's worth a third-round pick to go for that, absolutely. I mean, I probably would have done a second-round pick for Davante Adams in a rental just because you have a quarterback good enough to make that happen. So I'm into it. I think the price is fine. And I think pick swaps and pick slides make a lot of sense, because you don't actually give up a full asset. It's just, hey, let's trade down in April, and what we get for it is, you know, 3-4 months of a receiver on our team now.
What's the sense of urgency right now in Buffalo to go for it? I don't want to say that Kansas City is weak, but Kansas City certainly appears to be weakened by the injuries. I mean, no Isaiah Pacheco. The wide receivers are banged up right now. They're having offensive line issues. It feels like if you were going to try to strike on Kansas City, this is the time to do it.
I think it's measured. This year, the GM himself called it a year in transition. And I think it's measured. If they had not done a receiver move of any kind, it could have gone all the way to malpractice. Like, why would you waste an entire season knowing you have this massive hole that is just not going to be good enough? At least this is giving it the old college try. Next year, I think expectations will be raised up quite a bit. They'll have all their cap space back. They're eating like $62 million in dead cap this year. We'll add a bunch more picks. So I think next year will ratchet up expectations. But, you know, for now, why not? They're good. Again, they expect to win the division again. And this just, it really fills a massive hole. I would say it was one of the biggest holes, not just on the team, but in the conference. Like, what other team has a hole this big? Everybody knew they needed a receiver, and they finally got it done.
That is Jeremy White joining us on the show today. The Buffalo Bills, they are the top story. I guess you could maybe argue the Jets are the top story with going out to get Davante Adams. I actually think, given the cost and the possible compensation, I actually like this trade more than Davante Adams, Jeremy.
Yeah, I would have taken either one. And the fact that the cap is a big thing here. Like, the Bills eating all that dead cap, that's why it had to be Cooper instead of Adams. They would have had to pay Vegas. They would have had to pay Vegas to eat all that money and keep all that money, and that's probably what hung up the deal. I mean, I don't have any doubt they would have gone for Davante Adams if they could afford him, but the cap situation just was not friendly for that work. Cooper, the Browns restructured him earlier this season to make it exactly for this, that he could be moved.
Which one do you still struggle with? Is it calling them Oakland or calling them the San Diego Chargers?
I mean, it's all of it. Yeah. Oakland's a tough one. That's the one that sticks for me more than LA. Yeah.
That is our guy, Jeremy White, joining us on the show today. Jeremy, I appreciate you.
Always. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.